We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Welcome to Day 13 of Joy. Today's title is Joy Amid Controversy. Jerry Bridges said, "True joy comes only from God, and He shares this joy with those who walk in fellowship with Him." Our text comes from Acts chapter 15, verses 1 through 3. "But some men came down from Judea and were teaching the brothers, 'Unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved.' And after Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and debate with them, Paul and Barnabas and some of the others were appointed to go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question. So being sent on their way by the church, they passed through both Phoenicia and Samaria, describing in detail the conversion of the Gentiles, and brought great joy to all the brothers." In Acts, a Bible commentary in the Wesleyan tradition, Philip Bentz gives a great introduction to Acts 15. Acts 15 is roughly the midpoint of Luke's account. It describes a major turning point for the early church. The church faced a conflict of large proportion. The resolution of this issue, like so many others in the book of Acts, significantly impacted the subsequent history of the church. What was the problem? Some Jewish believers from the Jerusalem church had taken it upon themselves to set straight the new Gentile Christians. Without any authorization from the church leaders, these Jewish believers traveled to Antioch in Syria and likely Galatia. These men were teaching the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved." Paul and Barnabas challenged this teaching. Sharp dispute and debate entered the church. The Jewish teaching had disturbed the new believers, troubling their minds. To establish an atmosphere of unity in the church that would enable continued individual and corporate growth, a resolution to the debate was essential. This matter was of overwhelming importance to the future of the church. As Paul and Barnabas are on their way to deal with false teachings and hurt feelings, great joy is brought to those who heard about the conversion of the Gentiles. If Paul and Barnabas had been critical of others because of what they were about to confront in Antioch, they would have brought sadness and sorrow to those they encountered. Yet, even though their mission would send them into dispute and division, Paul and Barnabas never lost their joy of telling people about the good news of Jesus. Their continued focus on what God was doing brought great joy to all the brothers. The word for great in this verse is megas. It can be defined as large in the widest sense. Megas described quantity and intensity. The term mega is derived from this New Testament word. Today, mega is a prefix in metric systems that denotes a factor of 1 million. In today's language, if you want to make something huge, just add mega to it. Megabucks, megabytes, and megawatts. And notice the small word all in Acts 15, verse 3. It brought great joy to all the brothers. When Paul and Barnabas shared that Gentiles were being converted, it brought mega joy to everyone they came in contact with. Our attitude about what God is doing and our willingness to share the good news can bring untold amounts of joy to other believers. Even when we're dealing with unruly people and difficult situations, we can experience joy by keeping our focus on Jesus. The measure of someone's spiritual maturity is what it takes to steal their joy. At whatever point your joy can be lost, that is the level of your spiritual strength. You discover your spiritual character at the point where your joy is overcome by bitterness and negativity. Your joy is measured by how you react to different situations in life. Paul and Barnabas provide a great example of how to choose joy amid controversy by choosing to continually focus on the gospel and our salvation in Christ. Their choice brought great joy to all those they came in contact with as they journeyed to Jerusalem. Here's some thoughts to consider today. Where is your normal breaking point where your joy is overcome by negativity? As you journey through life, how can you consistently choose joy? How does your joy or lack thereof affect the people you meet? Please join me in prayer. Jesus, may we have mega joy today. When we think we might be at a breaking point and negativity wants to creep in, may your joy flood us. We will consistently choose joy today. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. We love you so. Amen.